Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, now we've got Rex in Alaska who's working on a flooring project. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I want to know if I can lay a laminate floor straight over a Berber carpet rather than putting the padding down that usually comes with the laminate.
Yeah, generally not a good idea. We'd prefer to see you take the carpet up. Is it glued down?
Yeah, that's a problem. It's glued down to vinyl.
Okay.
And the vinyl's glued on subflooring over a crawl space.
It's like a history of things.
You got like a crazy flooring sandwich there, don't you?
Well, yeah, so I don't really want to tear into it. What would be the worst thing? I mean, isn't the Berber carpet seems like it would act as the padding?
Yeah, it could, but if it's too soft, it could make the joints break apart on the laminate floor.
Uh-huh.
So you have to have a certain level of sort of stability to that underlayment. I would like to see if you could try pulling the Berber carpet off, even if it's glued and you had some residual glue left behind. I'd rather see the Berber carpet be pulled up. Then you can lay the underlayment down and put the floor over that. I'd give that a shot. At least try to see if it'll rip up.
Okay. So then I don't have to cover that. I don't have to get all the glue or anything off because I'm just going to cover that.
As long as it's relatively flat, you put the underlayment down, it'll be fine.
Okay. Because the Berber seems pretty sturdy. There's not any padding under it. It's just the vinyl and then the Berber. And
right.
I was thinking that that might work, but I also thought of that because the floor is just floating. You know, it's not attached to anything.
Yeah, it might work, but I'd prefer to see you take it up if possible.
Okay. Thanks for the advice. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome, Rex. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.